All right. So it's 1 a.m. I'm at the Airbnb. I just got here about an hour ago. Nick and Brad are asleep. And I just told Mike to wake me up when he gets here. So, because I'm going to accost him, I'm going to jump on him. It's time to record. So, indeed, Mike woke me up at 3:30. Yep, it sucks. This is Hardcast. We're in Pittsburgh. I'm very sleepy and unhappy. I don't know why I had this idea. How was your trip, boys?
Oh, it was nice, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good?
It took forever. It felt like it took like 14 hours.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to see you guys.
You too, man.
Yeah. Bryce, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for letting us in.
You're welcome. So I they didn't actually like call or anything. I just heard them like do the like Airbnb thing of like, you know, yeah, like a kitten pawing at your bathroom door. Because you had the audacity to poop without letting your cat in to watch you. So, they're here now.
We got to drive through beautiful Genesee County, home of Ralph's number one beer.
Yeah, the Genesee cream.
Right, home of the Genesee Cream and Genesee Black, which tastes like a handful of pennies, but gets you fucked up.
Did you get some like Genesee cheese, which they make out of the Genesee cream?
I didn't know there was such a thing, but we'll certainly be stopping on the way back. The important thing we got was my favorite ice cream of all time. It's called Brouhaha.
Brouhaha.
Only sold at Stewart's shops.
Dog, I fuck so hard with
Yeah,
Stewart's.
Stewart's is awesome.
Oh my god.
For those who don't know, it's kind of like the Wawa of upstate New York. And they make their own ice cream. Brouhaha is full of these thick espresso chips that are just like not, they're like cut so like egregiously thick. And it just gives you a huge buzz. So we were just like
Hell yeah.
slamming that shit and gave us plenty of energy to spend the whole ride listening to ignorant hardcore and just like bouncing off the walls.
You giving them the scoop on
Yeah.
the brew haha?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. I was like,
Did you tell him about? So at one point, like 3.5 hours on the drive, we still had the, the half gallon melting in the garbage, and Coyle just like grabs it from behind the seat, roughages through the garbage, and just, takes the this half melted half pint and just pours it. Like on his face.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's crazy. They only sell this thing in a half gallon size.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. Well,
you can't get a cone of it. You can't get like a pint. You just have to commit to the whole thing. And Brett was like, "Fuck it, we're doing it," you know.
Hell yeah.
So I had to, I couldn't let any of it go to waste. And I was in that terrible state when you ever like try to sleep in a car, and it's like you're always just going back to sleep over and over again.
Yeah, I know
I
it. I'm feeling it right now.
was like, I'd rather drink some brouhaha than be in that state. So I did that and then had an awesome rest of the ride, telling stories and whatnot.
Duress crew, haha.
Brouhaha. Yeah, that was an idea.
Yeah.
$1 million idea.
Hell yeah. That sounds great. So dear listeners, this was a, I'm gonna tell you, this is straight up a bad idea, and I'm going to go to bed. So that was cool and all. We're at Eternal Week in Pittsburgh. And good night.